I think I'd first like to just share a little bit about what happened when my parents came. I thought that might be something nice for you to know. In those days, Buddhist monks were thin on the ground in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And and for me to have been at Oxford on the Rhodes Scholarship, something that made my parents very, very happy. We got telegrams from everywhere when I won that thing. And for my parents, when I had left Oxford and went off to Thailand, they were devastated and very worried, because at that time there were cults, and it wasn't that far off from when the Jonestown thing happened, when all those people died. And my parents really seriously, and they looked on the map, and Thailand was as far away from Tennessee as you can get. And they said, oh, what have we done wrong? You've got as far away in the world from where we are. And they felt terrible, like I was doing it against them. And I was writing all these letters. It was overkill, but I was writing all these letters about how wonderful Ajahn Sumedho is, how wonderful Ajahn Chah is, how amazing this teaching is. And all they were seeing was these piles of paper coming. And they were really concerned that I had been brainwashed and that I was in a cult. And my parents, their children were the most important things to them. My parents' life was to provide opportunities, to provide education for the children. And for a child to get another name, for a child to give all the money back that they had. My dad lived through the Depression. To give the money back that they had saved for my medical school education, to give it back when I gave it back to them and said, look, you can use it for what y'all need, or for my brothers, for holidays or stuff for my brothers. They just didn't understand. And I wanted them to understand. I remember once crying to Ajahn Sumedho, my parents don't understand. And he just said, I saw the stern side of Ajahn Sumedho. He said, wanting your parents to understand is suffering. Ajahn Sumedho had high hopes for me. I think I might have let him down a bit, but I can't resist this. I came there with the name Randy, because in America it doesn't mean anything, but in England it means the sexually aroused one. And in the monastery, Ajahn Sumedho laid down a law when I became a postulant. This is Anagarika Randolph. And the Thais can't say F, so when Ajahn Chah would see me, he said Randolph. So anyway, with that as background, my parents, thinking they had to come and save me, flew. And I'm telling you, my mom is a southern girl from the, you know, country. Dad was New York Jewish background, mom Southern Baptist. And they got on a plane and they flew to Thailand and they were terrified. And they showed up in the monastery, and the mom, you know, I mean, you can't even say the word, and I won't say it out of respect for her, you can't say the word R-A-T around my mother, because creatures just, and you know, there were creatures all around in the forest, and she was scared, and but she had, and this, and I hated myself for this, because she had her camera, and her lipstick, and she was speaking loud, and Dad was speaking even louder, and I was cringing. And And Ajahn Chah did something that was really, really compassionate, because he said that so many, that he loved this life of the bhikkhu and loved the Dhamma. And in Thailand, it is an opportunity for rejoicing when a son or a daughter goes forth and to practice. And he found it really sad that so many of the parents of the Western monks were so horrified and so upset. And so Ajahn Chah decided on the spur of the moment, I was a postulant just in white, to ordain me as a novice so that my parents could be part of it, so that they could be part of the ceremony, so they could feel a part. It was beautifully compassionate. So my parents then were able to offer me the robes in the ceremony. My parents were able to be there and feel as if they had like given me away, that they had blessed. And he gave them such a wonderful talk. And my dad is big time into politics. And sometimes we'll have two or even three TVs on to see how the different networks present the same story. Did you see that? Did you see how he put the first story on? You see that slant there? And so my dad was concerned about the communists, and he was concerned about what was going on next door. I think we heard Jack talking about the war, and even though the war had died down the time I got there, there still was all sorts of trouble in the neighboring countries. And so Dad was then asking Ajahn Chah, concerned about that, concerned about our safety. And Ajahn Chah gave a beautiful talk to my dad and to my mom. And he said, you know, the communists you need to really be concerned about, the ones that can really hurt you, are the ones that hide inside your own heart, and the ones that that fool you and take advantage of you and harm you, the delusions, the greed, the hatred in your heart. And I thought that was really wonderful that he did that. And so, though my parents were still sad and upset that I wasn't doing what they had hoped I would do, my dad came to me afterwards and said, "This is a real monastery." He said, "Ajahn Chah's a real monk." And I felt to him to take that time to care for them and to not go by some preordained schedule when I was supposed to become a novice, but to do it just responding to my family being there, I thought was very beautiful. Mm.